Senate Bill 167 had an easy time in the Senate. It sailed through the Senate Education Committee, then it easily passed on the Senate floor with little discussion. But when it got to the House, its momentum slowed down.
Not enough of our students are graduating high school ready for college or careers.
Lauren Freilich of the Georgia Chamber of Commerce was just one of the dozens of speakers who opposed the bill at a committee hearing last week.
Only 71% of our students graduate high school on time. Only 23% are ready for college across math, English, reading, and science.
After 3 hours of testimony, the committee amended the bill. But at a press conference Wednesday, Ligon withdrew his support for that substitute bill. He said it lacks some essential principles.
The bill needs to make it clear that we're not going to participate in nationalized standards, that Georgia will retain the ability to control what is going to be taught in its classrooms.
Between the press conference and the afternoon committee vote, Ligon produced a substitute bill of his own. The committee only voted on that bill and didn't even introduce the House version. There was no testimony, only questions from the committee. But Representative Alicia Morgan, who's also a Democratic candidate for state superintendent, took the opportunity to gently admonish some of her colleagues.
I have to say, as we get ready to take this vote, that I hope that we'll take the politics out of this issue. It's been very disappointing to see some of the discussion. And while I respect a lot of the work that has happened and respect the individuals who've worked on this, kids are at the end of this decision.
The committee voted down the bill 13-5. Afterwards, Ligon said he was disappointed but not defeated. The committee also carried a do-not-pass recommendation, meaning the bill is likely dead for this session. Ligon said he'll consider his options before deciding whether to take up the issue again next year. Martha Dalton, WABE News.